Car guys, car gals, we are back for a little bit more of Bruin Solutions. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And right here with us is, let's see, he's right there.
Yeah, you got it. You're pointing the right way.
Right here. This guy right here. Mr. Russ
Man.
Let's go ahead and hit that intro, folks.
So, fourth question for you, my friend. Fourth question for you. What made you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to stop being that guy who doesn't use social media, who doesn't try to reach out and be something more than just doing my job. Now I'm trying to get out there and really spread my wings. What made you decide to do that?
Oh, wow. This is a great question. For me, this really boils down. So I'm a very social person, I really also, one of the things I learned a long time ago was one of the things to better myself in my own career, a long time Larry H. Miller Group automobile executive, I was in a meeting with him one day and, or class, or he was speaking to, you know, a room full of us. And he said, if there's one thing that you want to do that will make you a better, not only a person, but a speaker, a businessman, everything, is to take every single opportunity that you can to speak in public. Now, this is the early, you know, mid, this is probably 20 years ago. And his advice to us was to, there was no internet, right? There was internet, but there wasn't video. There wasn't any of the things that we enjoy today. But he said to public speak, learn how to public speak. Now I can hop up on a stage and spit out whatever it is that you need me to spit out, in a conversation. And I don't have any issue with that because of the advice that he gave me every single time, like in a sales meeting, 20 people, two people, doesn't matter. Oh, I got something to say and I'll hop right up front. And so I'd kind of gotten away from that, when I went to the vendor side. So like in the car business, you have sales meetings, you have all kinds of opportunities to stand up and speak to in front of people. And over the last, it's probably been 10 years or so, I'd completely gotten away from it because I'd gotten into the vendor side and the lending side. And so I didn't have as many opportunities. So when I took this opportunity with PermaShield last summer, I knew, I just had this feeling there's got to be something else or something more that I could do to generate more brand, right? Or generate more whatever. And, and I just made a commitment to it. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I made my first video. It's been about a month or so ago now. And an actual video, like getting outside of the comfort zone, doing the first take and saying what it is that I wanted to say. You don't, on a camera, you don't get that instant feedback like you do with a crowd, right?
Exactly.
You don't get any of that. So it's a little bit more of a challenge, but I've been able to work through it and enjoyed it and practiced it. Anything you do, you got to have a process. You got to commit to it, and that's what I've really done is committed to it and made sure that what I do I felt comfortable with, and got outside my comfort zone. So that's the second piece of that is getting outside of your comfort zone. I think in order to do anything and grow and become a better person and become a better businessman or a manager or whatever it is that you need to do, you got to get outside of your comfort zone. If you don't get outside of that comfort zone, you will be stuck and you'll be rolling through life and pretty soon it'll be over. Hey, look.
Get uncomfortable.
I embrace uncomfortable. I look forward to it, you know, the challenge of it. And I used to not, you know, there was a time in my life where I was trying to hopefully that everything would just happen, right? What I've come to find out is when you're uncomfortable, everything does happen. It just happens when you stay uncomfortable, when you're constantly in this reaching out, doing something a little bit more effort into it, something that makes you, that you've never done before. You know, I absolutely love doing that. And it's exciting. And I know that you're feeling that and you've been feeling that for a long time and everything, because you've done so many different things. I mean, you've had to take risks by moving from, think about this in your car business, moving from dealership to another dealership. It's a risk. When you decide, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get onto the banking side of it, That's a risk. Then you decide to leave that, and then you're doing this. That's a risk. But you know what? Every time on, at the other end of it, it always worked out, didn't it? Right? And you always had that because you were uncomfortable and you embraced it. You're like, you know what? I'm going to get uncomfortable, and I'm going to allow this to make me the best version of myself that I possibly can be. And that's the only way you can be, is to be uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, that absolutely applies to everything, you know, absolutely, whether it's athletics, business, personal growth. You have to find a way to push yourself to a new limit. And the great thing is that we're blessed enough to have some people that can help us or assist us when we try to take on that heavier weight. And that's the blessing of having people to enjoy the journey with. But being uncomfortable is the only way that you actually grow. You know, I mean, you cannot grow inside of a comfortable state. You know, when you sit on the recliner, you may grow the wrong way, but it still is going to take effort. You still got to apply.
Chip to mouth.
Yes. It still takes some sort of an effort. None of it's an accidental thing. You know what I mean? But people like Russ and people like all of the other solutionaries that we have out here are car guys and car gals that, one, only thrive inside of a business where it's, you're kind of starting off with that uncomfortable, the stigmas, the worries, the confrontational, the arms up, everybody's already being defensive. And the art of helping ease somebody's discomfort into actually being in a spot of taking something that's uncomfortable, like spending thousands and thousands of dollars and financing stuff and learning something brand new. You know what I mean? Taking that discomfort and finding peace within it to actually advance and grow and better your life, whether you're the customer or you're the salesperson.
And I ultimately think that the easiest way to do that, there's two things. One is you have to listen, right? Mm-hmm. You got to listen first. You have to pay attention to what other people are asking you. You can't just spew out a bunch of information and expect to get the right answer back. You have to stop and slow down. You'll go faster. You'll get better information. You'll be able to figure out what it is that customer actually wants. And then be able to handle whatever situation it is that comes up. And then you have to have friends, and you have to have a cushion or a – so I'll give you an example. When I did that first video, I was absolutely overwhelmed with emotion by all the people that reached out to me. It was it was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. And I just couldn't – I had no idea that it had that kind of reach. And to be able to do that was just, yeah. So you're talking about getting uncomfortable, thinking that you might have made a mistake, and then to having it affirmed that, no, your uncomfortableness, it was the right thing to do. And it's happened many times in my career. I'm very empathetic. I feel everything. And so it's powerful. It is very powerful. If you can listen to someone else, listen to their story, understand what it is that they're going through, and then be able to help them through it. Whether you're selling a car or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just stop and listen.
Boom.
Don't put your two cents into everything all the time.
Man, I honor that. That is such a great way of being. The you're right. You know, when you put that out there, it was uncomfortable, and you know, you don't know. Am I going to get are people going to just ignore this? Are they going to make fun of me? Are they going
to?
What is it going to be? But what I'm going to tell you, Russ, is that who you are inside is the reason why that video did so well.
Yes.
Your product is great. You have a wonderful product. You have a lot of stuff. But what you are what drove that video to do what it did. And then that encouraged you to do more, man. And I encourage you, man. And I hope you never stop. And, I'm looking forward to being friends with you over the years,
seeing all of us get
to our next levels and to see what happens with you, man. Because I think that you're going to find that your worth is so much more than you even can imagine. You know,
yes.
And it's really fun. It's great talking with you. I love sitting down having this conversation with you. If there was anybody that a podcast could get lost and I had to redo it with, man. And honestly, man, I'm very lucky to be able to do this, and I'm very honored that you decided to go ahead and do this with us again, man. I appreciate your time. I know how valuable it is. Yeah. And you know, we all have families, we all have time that we want to spend with them, and so I mean, it means a lot, man. So thank you.
For me to be on this podcast in the first place, with two people who are, I consider to be very real, and understand that what you do on a day-to-day basis, you really do care about the people that you work with in your store and on your podcasts and the solutionaries that you have conversations with. You can tell that you really give a shit, frankly, about what's going on. And that's what makes a community. That's what makes America great, frankly, is to be able to do that and have these conversations with people that, frankly, 10 years ago we would have never had.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
Even maybe even 5 years ago we would have never had because of the technologies that we've encountered today.
It's how fast does technology come up? And, you know, using platforms like this, using LinkedIn, and LinkedIn has really blown up over the last 5 years. Oh, my goodness. They're getting ready to do a live thing themselves, and I've already applied for that, hoping, fingers crossed, that they give me the approval on it. But, you know, I'm working hard because I want to get that out there, and obviously I want to share people's knowledge such as yours and get it there. I want the whole world to see it live or not. I just want it to happen. I want to share and give as much as I can, just like you're doing. And you're going to get – and what's cool is the more you do it and the more encouragement you get, the more that you get driven to do more. Like you're like, oh, I got to do more. You know, it's not, it's a calling now. It becomes a calling. And man, I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking forward to watching your journey. So Lou,
grateful for it.
Fifth question.
Yeah, we go. We gotta shake this up a little bit, but real quick, because Russ is already penetrating the heart.
Yes.
Everybody hit that chest one time. All right. So now that we have already hit the deep parts of our passions, Russ, you've had so many different successes. You've had so many different levels of victory, different trophies, maybe different accolades. You know, you're a car guy of car guys. You were brave enough to weather the storm of shifting your focus from being a salesperson of just the car to salesperson of a product that complements the car process. You ventured off into flying to new heights, new levels of success and relationship. At the same time, finding yourself flying over chasms that you never knew you'd ever have the heart or the faith to ever go out. But once you're at the point of no return, you're at the point of no return. You got to keep crossing it, right? Well, inside of that, there have been so many great successes, that you've had. But I want to know, and I'm sure our listeners want to know, because, well, we want to know. So this is our show, and we want to talk about it. Russ, what has been, inside of all of these great successes that you've had, your greatest reward in making that shift from a car guy into a business owner complimenting car guys? What has been that greatest reward in that?
Oh, wow. That's a that's a pretty complicated question, frankly, because
I don't know how to do less complicated ones. That's why I only get one.
One. Yeah. This is why Lou only gets one question. The for me, the greatest accomplishments that I've had.
I would say reward, not necessarily accomplishment. What is your greatest reward in all of that?
So for me, it would have to be going back when I started in special finance in 1998. There was a I was in the car business in general. I'd been selling cars for a long time, and I was bugging my boss, you know, give me something different to do. So he says, okay, we're going to send you to Dallas. I want you to be our Spec 5 guy. I'm like, Spec 5? What's Spec 5? And I said, well – he's like, oh, you're going to help people with credit challenges. Well, in 1997, you know, we got a fax machine and a credit app, and that's how we did deals, right? I would literally stand next to the fax machine. I just got off the phone with the bank. They said it's on its way, and I would stand there next to the fax machine waiting for the papers, right? About three or four car deals in, as a part of that process, I encountered a single mom and a couple of kids. And when the process was all over, she came up to me in tears in her eyes and said, you have made a difference in my life. And, I'm so grateful. No one else would help me. Nobody else would give me an opportunity to get a car so I could get, you know, take care of my kids and do the things I need to do to take care of my family. Russ, you are the one to help me with that. So that was the first of many of those kinds of rewards in my life, to where I was able to make a difference on a one-on-one basis in someone else's life. And that was the first one. You know, I'm fairly young then, you know, about 30 years old. And that was the first one that really got to me. And, absolutely gave me the reward of my life, and gave me that put that put the emphasis on my career to understand that if I listen and help people first, then I'll be successful. And wow. And that's my biggest reward right there.
Wow. Oh, yes.
Told y'all to hit that heart, folks.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. That is so good, man. And it's I think anybody who's been doing this long enough, and if you've been doing it this long, I'm assume that most people who do it as long as we have a passionate heart, have empathy for people, because after a while it'll get old and the job wouldn't feel right. You know, you would get over it, go do something else. But in order to stay in this business a long time of one way or another, you're there to help people. And there's something about being able to help somebody that does that. Somebody who comes to you, help them change, you change their life, literally change their life for the good. And they needed that help because no one else would do that for them. And it's so nice to be able to do that. So great story, Russ.
I'm so thankful for that. I mean, for that story itself, I'm sure that there's so many car guys and car gals and just solutionaries in general that can relate to that. That there are those pivotal moments where you're like, oh, wow, this is why I do what I do. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's those epiphanies where you are either you're sitting on the beach, you're on the mission trip, or that person that you were able to just be at the restaurant and bless because of the blessings that you have and be a light inside of their life that they then reciprocate that back to you. You never know when it's going to be that your light actually engulfs somebody else in the flame and has been waiting for somebody to just pour that little bit more into this so that they then begin to overflow to their full potential. And those are those pivotal moments that I mean, we get up every day for, right? We want to be inspired like that every day. You know, that's what keeps us going at it. It's that, hey, for Miss Johnson or Mr. Smith, you know, that I will never forget that. No matter how many times the haters say what they say, no matter how many times people get ticked off about a product, you know, yeah, well, I want to help you too. And I hope that you forgive me. Forget Focus Fly, right? But it's because of the people that appreciate it, and I'm thankful for them. And I know that I'm not validated by your pistivity. I'm validated more by their hope and their joy because of what it is that we have together.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
It's more because – I'm sorry. You never know who's watching. And even more today, you talked about walking into a restaurant and making a difference. Like my wife and I take cruises. And we walked into we're in a Western Caribbean, and I don't know what city we were in, but we had this little girl come up to us, and we spent I think $3 or $4 on this little side vendor for a necklace or something like that. Her eyes lit up so wide, it was unbelievable. For us, as we're like, it's, you know, $3, $4, $5, but to them, We absolutely made a difference in her life because the value of that dollar to her is so much greater.
Right.
And you have no idea. So if you take that same process today, you have no idea who's looking, right? You have no idea who's watching. You have no idea who's reading. You have no idea who sees you. You have no idea. Like your father-in-law with PermaShield is a perfect example. I have no relationship with him whatsoever, but he's heard of it, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's so true because you never know who's watching, but being able to do that, because you hope the idea is for you to touch one person, that person goes out and touches another person, and it just goes spreading through the world. You know, it's like the commercial you've seen back in the day where somebody helped somebody put a bag in there, and that person ended up going to this person and helping them, and it just kept going, ended up coming back to him tenfold in a sense. So, you know, and that's the idea, is to constantly be doing the right thing, even when no one's looking. You know, integrity, it's so huge. You know, that's a huge, big deal to me. That's my number one core value in my life, and everything I do is integrity. Because if without that, everything else will fall apart. It's honestly, I believe that's the basis for everything. You have to be true. You have to be honest. Even when no one's looking, that's the thing. You have to hold up your end of the bargain at all times. And you do that, Russ, and you do it very well. And I know that we've only known each other for a little while, but every encounter I've had with you, you've done nothing but the right thing. You've talked about the right stuff. Your videos are amazing. So, man,
we appreciate it.
I absolutely love it, man.
So thankful.
This was a great five-liner.
This was a great five-liner. Folks, again, we have an incredible solutionary that we are in the midst of right now, and you get the chance to enjoy it with him a little bit further, if you pay attention to what PermaShield is, if you pay attention to who Russ Mann is, I'm telling you folks, it's only getting better. This is one incredible solutionary that we are excited to get to the next segment on and talk about the fresh news
fresh
that
news.
He has for you. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Ferlin Arts, the subprime hero.
Whoa! And we are here with Russ Mann, and we will be right back.
Back.
Let's go.